Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me at Nikki Dare Radio and Podcast. My name is Nikki Dare. iDare was born of personal hardship, triumph, and the desire to succeed. iDare is an acronym for integrity of diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. It is the hallmark of my life, derived from learning to evolve through difficult circumstances and experiences that result from challenges. And these challenges without obstacles, we never would know the true meaning of success or feel the exaltation or triumph over adversity. My personal mission, therefore, is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life, your inherent potential, and finding joy in the journey. I did, and so can you. It is about personal empowerment and unlocking your inner potential. Most of all, it's about living a lifestyle of adventures in the outdoors. I dare, therefore, is a way of life. So please join me to discover your inner potential by sharing some of your own challenges. So thank you for watching, and thank you for listening. Let's make it a great, great and joyful week this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
Thank you for joining me again, choosing to be here with me, Nikki Dare, at least for the next few minutes here, and I really appreciate it. I know that you guys probably have a lot of better things to do just listening to me, right? Wow. Great to be here. Hey, everyone. Good to be here with you all on the very last day on December of the year. Yes, 2020. Woohoo. See, you think you won't make it through the year, but here we are, and you did. Through everything else you have gone through. How about let's go full auto in 2021, shall we? Yes, it will be a bit different this year in how we celebrate the New Year's Eve around the world. But you know, one thing certain, everyone will still have that New Year's resolutions in mind for the next year. Just so you know, I'm not really truly a fan of these New Year's resolutions, but here's what I'm a fan of. If you must have your tradition old New Year's resolutions, my take, stick to them. Stick to your resolutions until you achieve each one of them, or well, most of them. I am, however, a fan of my jar of happiness. Here's why. It gives us the momentum that we need for the motivation, the inspiration, the self-accountability to be better the next day. And the day after, and the day after. Learn more about My Jar of Happiness 365, and it should be part of your daily habits, including my 5-5-5 daily habits, daily routines, 5 minutes a day of solitude, 5 hours a day of book reading, and 5 days a week of fitness, of activity of any kind. Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out. So make each day count. So talking about setting goals and accountability and all of this, that really sticking to them, let's talk about setting goals and perseverance. There are few people in this world who can succeed without any goals or any plans. They are either lucky, yeah, or made some kind of otherworldly deal. Who knows, right? For the rest of us, having a plan is probably the only way to succeed in what we plan, right? It makes no sense to persevere if you choose the wrong plan or no plan at all. That's silly. By setting goals, you can strive to complete them, which you will use to persevere. This doesn't mean that all the goals or tasks will be correct, but you can find alternatives when we needed it. When it's needed, when it's necessary, at least when you have a plan, you have a reason to pursue them, you have a reason to achieve them. There are many, many ways to set goals, but one of the more acceptable ways is to start the high-level goals. So set high and go a little bit lower, right? So set high and then you can always go downward. Then for each those high-level goals, define the task that it would take to accomplish those goals. Set milestones. Set milestones so that you can measure how you are doing at each step. It's okay to make adjustments along the way, even to the high level goals. It's yours. Nobody else dictates that to you, right? But the key is to use this as a roadmap to keep going. That is the best way to get to where you want to go. Perseverance will play a big role. We are all struggling every day, every time. Everybody, right? Personally, professionally, it's where we are today, currently are, how we're going to get there, and who we want to become. This is all what we're doing, right? We're chasing that. If you give up at any point, don't beat yourself up too much, right? Either start over or if possible, pick up where you left off. Whatever it is, do not give up. And don't beat yourself up too much. When you finally accomplish your goals and milestones, it will be that much more worth the effort. Sometimes people don't get back to their goals. This is so normal with the New Year's resolution. This is the kickback of it. That's why I am not a fan of it. Either they gave up too quickly or they weren't meant to make them happen. If this happens to you, find out what you really want from those goals. And if they are really, truly right for you, if these goals are right for you, it is okay if they aren't. If they're not, that's okay. But just make sure that you do not give up. You don't give up because it was easier to do that. You don't want to live with regrets. You do not want to live with regrets. I know how some people are. I know this is just not a good thing. If you find that you are constantly giving up on your goals, you may want to get some professional help. Get coaching. Get mentor. You know, in a form of coaching or in extreme cases, you may want to seek the advice of a counselor. But usually, normally, traditionally, typically, coaching or mentoring is the best, it's a key to helping you out from the rut. Sometimes it can make a difference, you know, in breaking that barrier of quitting before meeting your goals. It is the key to get the right mentor, by the way. The one who had gone in your shoes before, had experienced this. A mentor or a counselor can give you the necessary guidance and may even be able to help you define the better goals for you. It could be you just weren't following the right plan, right? And then asking for that, hey, hold my hands, guide me through this, find me the roadmap, help me with this. All right, so there are several ways to measure your goals, you know, using the tools to measure your goals, ranging from simple to complex and free to expensive, of course. There are tools and features out there, guys. Sometimes it makes sense to spend money on tools, but when setting goals for your own purposes, keeping it at low cost makes sense, right? For instance, use a spreadsheet when first starting out. Or use a vision board, like a whiteboard. I do that. I have like four or five in my hobby room, in my work room right now. I have a small, medium size and a huge one that I planted on my wall. That's my vision board. Most people associate, you know, Microsoft Excel with spreadsheets, and that costs money. However, there are free alternatives such as OpenOffice Suite, or products. This is all available on multiple operating system, OS, and the software is fully functional and compatible with any Microsoft products, you guys. And the best part, Yes, it is free. Sometimes you will need more to use these more sophisticated tools, right? For instance, when you work on multiple projects simultaneously, and there may be dependencies associated with some of the goals, right? You'll need to have a better method than a spreadsheet to manage these. This is also true when you have multiple people, team members to help you, that you need to measure their contributions also to their projects or other people that's associated with the project, right? Well, you could use spreadsheets for this. They are not meant for collaborative activities, by the way. The reporting features are lacking in a spreadsheets program. A program such as Microsoft Project gives you more control of these types of features. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the Google, for example. I have the calendar, you know, open up in my second or third screen in my computer. I love these things. It's a reminder for me too. When I sit down, I'm really at work. Other factors to consider when measuring goals is workflow. When someone in your team updates a document, you want the whole team to know about this simultaneously. Otherwise, you will need to constantly coordinate changes to documents or other assets within the project, right? This can become a full-time job by itself. So keep in mind the tool that should not be used as means to run the projects for you. They have their uses, but the responsibility rests with you. It's all up to you or the project manager that you assign to. Also, you have to consider some flexibility in the measurement, as not every item will go according to the plan. You may need to make some adjustments along the way. Being too rigid with a plan can cause problems within a team too, right? Strict adherence to a tool, not being flexible, to make the projects really rigid by definition. On the other hand, you do need some ways to accurately measure the goals. It's a delicate balance, you know. It's really a delicate balance that requires compassion as well as your firmness. When choosing a tool, try to get everybody in your team involved so they know what to expect. This isn't always possible, as some companies already have solutions implemented, right? If this is the case, you will need to manage the expectation of the team and provide any training and assistance, support system needed to make the tool work for everybody that's involved. All right. There are also, I want to touch on, and maybe not this episode, but perhaps next episode, behavior versus outcome-based goals. We all know that goal-oriented people are more successful, happier, and more productive. But setting and keeping goals is a skill. It's a skill. It's a perishable skill. It's something that you can upgrade and update and, you know, really improve. Just like any other skills, there's a right way to do it. One thing you might have find helpful is separating your goals into behavior-based versus outcome-based models. There are a few differences between the two, by the way, and knowing which can be key. All right, that's it for me and for this week. Enjoy your New Year's Eve, guys. You guys have a lot of fun things to do today. Stay safe. Do not drink and drive. Yes, including when you are in the lockdown, regardless, right? All right, j'espère que vous allez bien. And espero que lo esté haciendo bien. Hope you are doing and staying well. Cheers to New Year and go full auto. Go full auto. Selamat pagi dan sampai jumpa. Terima kasih banyak untuk mendengar dan terima kasih banyak kalau kalian semua melihat ini dalam video. Thank you. This is Nikki Dare. God bless. Cheers to you. Here's to a safe and healthy New Year. God bless. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just type in Google Nikki Dare, my name. I'm currently writing and finishing up some more books. Yes, I am. Until then, selamat malam, everyone. Buenas noches and happy holidays. Love you guys. God bless. Bye.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nickydare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nickydare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nickydare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.